This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request if you have not yet done so, and it will be approved. It will be easy for you to call us on Skype after that. The us includes tonight me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Hang on, Derek J. Try that one more time.
It's Derek J.
We have you now. Excellent. Derek J. from PeaceNewsNow.com. And lots of stuff to talk about here tonight. In the last week, we discussed the market basket drama to quite a great extent here on Free Talk Live, and I've just found it absolutely fascinating. There's so many different interesting aspects of this. Market basket is, for those of you who do not know, a grocery chain, kind of like a not quite a discount grocer like a Big Lots or something like that, where they just get a bunch of stuff no one wants anymore.
They're a regular grocery store that somehow manages to offer lower prices.
Yeah, they just managed to have such an efficient business model that not only do they offer lower prices, but they also treat their employees really well.
And they have a lot of store brands.
Right, which is an unusual combo, right? Because normally, you know, normally when it comes to shopping somewhere, you pay more for a product, you know, a high-end coffee, and then, you know, the employees get paid decently. But, you know, usually it doesn't mix that you go into a place like Walmart, for instance, constantly being raked over the coals for not paying their employees enough, even though they're frequently paying more than the minimum wage, for not paying their employees enough. Well, the usual thought is, well, the prices are so cheap, so they can't pay their employees. Well, apparently you can have cheap prices and pay your employees to the point where they're so dedicated that they're willing to walk off the job, although in this case many of them are actually getting paid to protest. They're willing to actually go out and put their jobs on the line. That much is happening because the people who are not, the people who are protesting the changes behind the scenes at Market Basket are definitely risking their jobs. But they're willing to do all of this, considering it's a fairly low-wage job, all things considered, but they are really taken care of, or they were at least, by the previous CEO, Arthur T. DeMoulas. Well, the problem was there's been a family bubble up there. You know, over decades, this family has been...
Decades-long family feud.
They've been fighting one another, and one side of the family took control of the board of the business, and then they ejected this Arthur T. DeMoulas guy from the board, and that's what created this protest of the workers of Market Basket, who are... They're standing outside of the business holding signs. They're being paid to do this because the managers are on board with these employees. Most of the employees want this guy back as CEO. They feel like he was really the direction setter for the company and that he treated them really well. One example of this was there was like an employee ownership fund of some sort where the employees could get, I don't know, some kind of shares. I know they do that with Publix grocers down in the southeast. And so anyway, this employee fund had lost $40 million worth of value. It was a bad year or something like that, the economic downturn, etc. Anyway, this Arthur DeMoulas, Arthur T. DeMoulas, because there's a different Arthur who's involved. There isn't the bad Arthur who's Arthur S. DeMoulas. Anyway, Arthur T.
I don't know that he's bad. That's another side of the issue.
Well, that's what the employees would say.
You pick your team.
Arthur T. DeMoulas apparently took $40 million of his own dollars, and he shored up the employees' fund.
Wow.
So they would continue to receive the bonuses that they had kind of grown to expect.
That is an incredible story. I was skeptical at first when I heard this because it would be a real cult of personality that employees all across the country would defend the CEO. I mean, when have you ever heard of that happening?
You don't hear that.
And that's what makes this story so unique. The other thing is that they're not union employees either, right?
Wow.
Like, these guys have never been union, apparently, at Market Basket. Not only are they not union, but they're virulently anti-union. Now, I've got an article about this here. So, again, just to kind of bring you up to speed, these protests have now, I think they're entering into their second full week, or they're just about finishing two full weeks of protesting. The new CEOs running the company are demanding everybody go back to work. Rumor has it there's some layoffs going on. on, we can talk more about kind of the latest on the market basket development.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to focus on the union aspect of this. So these people are protesting. They want this CEO back on. But it's a bizarre kind of protest because it's not really a walk-off. You can go and talk to these market basket employees. And I've had a couple of friends here in Keene go down to the store here and talk to these folks that are outside the store holding signs. They're on the clock, which is another, like, bizarre. This does not typically happen at a protest. Normally you have to walk off your job to go protest the job like this. But in this case, they're on the job, on the clock, and they're out protesting.
That's it. Well, then that's our key because, okay, you are at a normal protest. A couple of your other employees, coworkers say, hey, this new CEO, he's really bad. He's got it out for us. We got to go protest. Well, you've got a calculation to make. Is this worth losing my job, losing my income? What if I have some health risk? What if I can't put food on the table for my children? There's a lot of calculations that go into this that are erased when you're getting paid to do the protesting. Yeah. And then even if you don't support the old CEO, consider that you're getting paid to stand out with a sign versus getting paid to work and stock shelves.
I'd rather stock shelves. Standing out and go, duh, sign. Oh, God, that would be awful.
Well, regardless,
there's public pressure from your coworkers, you know, so there's that to consider,
sure.
Mark. So I would think that it's a cost-benefit analysis calculation for these employees, and they don't really have as much at stake as it seems.
It's true, not immediately, but there still is the risk that whoever it is, because some manager has said, okay, guys, go outside, grab the signs, you know, because it's the managers who are approving of this. And
yeah.
In fact, there are there's some signage inside some of the stores encouraging customers to contact the board.
This is fishy to me. I'm wondering where the incentives are. I don't think the employees are really as gung-ho for the CEO as it might appear.
Do you think it really is then?
I think they're getting paid, and the people at management are the ones who are really getting the good bucks from the CEO.
I don't think that's it. I think that the average person at Market Basket really did feel like this guy was a great manager. This was a great CEO.
It certainly looks that way.
Well, it would be the first time I've ever heard of this happening.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
And, so let me get to the story.
Well, I mean, some
Boston
employees
Herald.
Love their bosses. It's rare that you have a situation where bosses get fired by boards and stuff that employees love.
But how far up the chain can you go? CEOs are almost always faceless. You know, you've got your manager, and that's it.
That's the difference. This guy's not faceless. I mean, he's...
What grocery store gives bonuses?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard that before. And
profit sharing.
You don't need to see the guy's face if you're getting several hundred or maybe a couple $1,000 a year for bonus.
Money talks.
But no,
these people know what it's like to work at a grocery store. They have friends that work at grocery stores. Working at a grocery store, largely not the greatest job in the world. Working in a Market Basket, better.
I think that Derek's right, though, that typically... And this isn't typical. Typically, the CEO is a faceless individual. You don't care. You know, if I was working at Kmart as I did in the past, it wouldn't have mattered to me who the new CEO was. The old CEO, I couldn't have told you who it was. But clearly, these people know who this guy is. He's made an impact on them with the decisions that he's made. And I've heard, and I'm sorry, I can't remember off the top of my head. There was a couple of other stories about what this guy has done for his employees where I just thought, man, he's really gone above and beyond the call of a typical CEO, and so I think he's really made his mark, especially the fact that he's also in the family and has been around the company for his whole life. So he really, I think he's tied to it in a way that, let's say, the new former Radio Shack CEO, they brought in somebody from Radio Shack now to take the CEO position and a co-CEO from Albertsons. But another interesting aspect of this is the fact that these folks aren't union. They're out protesting. They're organizing. They're doing, you know, informational outreach. They're contacting media. Stuff's happening here. But the union isn't, there is no union involved. Now, of course, you know the union wants to get involved.
Oh,
the unions
yes.
out there are looking at this, and they're saying, ooh, wait a minute, we could be getting some dues from these people. So here's a story from Boston Herald. Fired Market Basket employees yesterday rebuffed offers of legal advice from the Teamsters, saying the solidarity of the Tewksbury grocery chain's workers, from top executives to store baggers, is stronger than any union. Now look, these are the fired employees.
Well, they were fired by the new crew.
Right, but my point is, like, you know, if you were fired from a company, you might be more likely to say, screw those guys, you know, I say unionize the place or whatever. But in this case, the fired employees are still saying the union's a bad idea. It's not our way of doing things, said former facilities and operations supervisor Steve Palenka among eight senior workers can this past weekend for their allegedly disruptive roles in organizing an employee push. This was actually 2 weekends ago, an employee push for the CEO's rehiring. He says, quote, we really take care of ourselves. We don't need a union. We'll come back with more. And this is a guy that just got the axe. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. Free time.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again, because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen, a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype on into the show. Username is lrn.fm, and you can also join us online. Go and get interactive right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. You, the listener, can decide what is discussed on the website. Many of those things may get on the air. Some of them might get on. You can go and submit your content at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Market Basket. This is essentially a grocery chain. It's very, very regional. It's New Hampshire and Massachusetts. But that's not really what's relevant. What's relevant is what's happening there and what makes it so unique. There's certain aspects of this that I've never seen before. Now, I can't say I am the compendium of work protest history. I can't say I know much at all about that. But of all of the protests I've ever seen or heard of, I've never heard of one where the employees of the company are actually getting paid to protest. That's pretty unusual. I've never heard of one where the employees of the company are protesting for the reinstatement of a CEO because they loved him so much. That's pretty unusual. And there's more to say about this, especially the fact that they are spurning the approaches of the unions out there who want these folks to unionize. They are not unionized, even though there's all these protests going on and this action taking right. place.
All this stuff's going on without a union. I mean, I would say that there's a union. I would say that it's a union of thought as far as this guy coming back.
Oh, these people are definitely united under the ideological concept that
they share. Not the concept of a labor union as we understand it today.
Correct. And we'll give you some more of their thoughts, that is the Market Basket employees, on why they don't have a union, why they're not interested in one, apparently, here in a moment. Also, want to let you know about Express Coin. You go to expresscoin.com and you can buy Bitcoins, Dogecoin. You can also pick up now Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin, all available through expresscoin.com. They make it easy, and they're focused on customer service so they can get your needs handled. In fact, you can pay for your Bitcoin in money order, check, wire transfer, or even cash deposit in certain banking institutions, specifically credit unions that have shared branching. And that's right. There's a lot of those. So you can go and do cash as well. Go to expresscoin.com, and you can even get it done from your smartphone by downloading their app at expresscoin.com. It's also now available in Canada. Market Basket has been just a fascinating experience to just watch this thing, and I have to admit, I've yet to actually go down to the store. There are some people, I'm just not a Market Basket shopper, I don't get down that way, but there have been some people that we know here on the show who have gone down physically to meet some of these folks who are protesting outside of the stores, and apparently they're more than happy to talk to you. You come up, you get some questions.
I'd think so.
You know, what's going on? In fact, they, from what I understand, have a petition, some of them, that they want their customers to sign, asking the customers to not shop there until the CEO is reinstated. And so we are giving you some of the kind of the viewpoints, at least the viewpoint of one guy, Steve Palenka, former facilities and operations supervisor. He got the axe about 2 weekends ago by the new CEOs. There's now a co-CEOs that have been hired by the board of directors to replace the original beloved CEO, Arthur T. DeMoulas. And the two co-CEOs came in and they took the axe to 8 upper-level management roles. This guy says, it's not our way of doing things, talking about joining a union. He says that we really take care of ourselves. We don't need a union. Fired grocery supervisor Tom Traynor, who'd worked at Market Basket for 41 years, shared that sentiment, saying unions likely see the unrest as an opportunity to get in and organize Market Basket workers. Teamsters Local 25, based in Charlestown and the largest Teamsters union in New England, yesterday said it would offer free legal help and advice to any Market Basket employee fired for, quote, standing up to present management in relation to the ongoing collective activity to bring back former CEO Arthur T. DeMoulas, unquote. But Market Basket employees' steadfast cohesiveness is unprecedented, according to the former employee, Mr. Traynor. He says, quote, we're top-down, galvanized for one goal. There's no need for a union. It's not the workers against the management. It's everyone united to get Arthur T. DeMoulas back.
Aww.
It seems like the only people who are not united to get Arthur T. DeMoulas back are the board members who voted him off in the first place. The store employees and all the management levels are all, it seems like almost everyone, and I'm sure there's dissenters. There must be a group. I don't know how large of a group it is. There's probably a group of people who didn't like Arthur T. Demoulas, but I haven't seen any interviews with those folks, so they certainly aren't getting their word out.
It's also strange to me that the union wouldn't be at all interested. Like the Teamsters
union.
No, well, they're interested in unionizing, but they don't say that they're interested in getting the old CEO back. They're just saying, hey, we could offer you some help if you get fired. We can provide some legal services for you. But it's not like they're interested in getting the CEO back. They didn't mention that.
Well, they're kind of suggesting that they would help people who got fired in the hopes that the CEO was coming back. But, yeah, they haven't taken a position on it, I guess.
It just sounds slimy.
Oh, definitely. In fact, when word got out at a Friday rally at Market Basket headquarters that representatives of an unidentified union were passing out cards to protesting employees, it was Traynor, the former grocery supervisor, who responded, quote, really, do you think we need a union? The crowd responded with a resounding no. He continued saying, there is no union in this country that's stronger than this crowd right here. So take your cards and go home.
Awesome.
Jeez.
So it's just so fascinating, all this unusual activity out there outside the Market Basket stores.
Yeah, there's one co-host of this program, Johnson, who was able to get some video at the local Market Basket. That has since been uploaded. Hopefully will be posted online so that folks can see it. But from what I viewed, completely empty shelves in some places.
Mm-hmm.
The areas that would be stocked with produce have firewood, you know, just to keep something there. And I was surprised to see that fresh flower arrangements are still there, so they must be getting those in from somewhere else. But no employees to be seen on the floor. I mean, he walked around and did a full tour of the place, and there were no customers, and there were no employees.
Amazing. What a bizarre thing. And they all did get paychecks. So I've got actually an update here. This is from BostonGlobe.com. It published today. So this is the State of Market Basket is what this is called. Just kind of bring people up to speed with some of the latest on the continuing controversy here. Last week, the latest story we brought you was that Arthur T. Demoulas, this beloved former CEO who was ousted about a month ago, he has now offered to buy the company.
Right, so, he's willing to put up his money. Hey, stop with all the board stuff.
Right.
Here's the money. I'll run this thing. You obviously don't know how. And still,
this guy is such a professional, I've never met him before, but to make a move like this seems like a really smart move. It seems really generous as well. Like, he's come forward and has supposedly offered at least what the company's worth, maybe even more than that. He described it as a very generous offer and a very fair offer. He's like, look, just sell the whole thing to me. I'll take care of this. You guys can go away on you CEOs can go away on your golden parachute, and the board members can call it quits, and we'll take this thing over. And it would make it easy for the board, because right now the board's in this tough position of they've already hired these two co-CEOs. They've made these big changes, and they feel like they've got to stick with it, even though all of their employees are revolting.
So corporate. You know, this Arthur T. guy, the good one who's offering to buy the company, he has something real at stake. He has his family pride. And how long has it been in his family? He wants to see this business succeed.
The other problem is the people who kicked him out are also about their family pride, and that's why they kicked him out in the first place. So whether they'll take his offer is another question, but there have apparently also been some other offers made by other interested parties as well. We'll continue, though. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Derek J. will be telling us about the possible beginnings of a Holocaust, or at least that's what someone's claiming, Palestine, Derek J., where that's happening?
Yes, okay. Palestine.
So we'll find out more about that here in a moment, but still kind of close to home, talking about the Market Basket drama. This is a grocery chain that is under much strife at the moment, as a CEO who is beloved by the employees there has been ousted, and those employees are protesting. They're putting their jobs on the line. The managers are protesting. They're putting their jobs on the line to try to get this guy back on board. We'll give you an update on that case. You can share your thoughts as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I heard a rumor that Blockchain.info released their iPhone version or the iOS
yes.
version of their new app today. So you've heard that rumor as well.
Well, it's not just a rumor. It's released by Roger Ver, who's one of the major stockholders in the company.
If Roger says it's true, then it must be true. So that's great news, because we were talking about blockchain.info. They've got the new app that was only for Android. Now
iOS devices, iPhones, iPads. You can grab the new blockchain app. I've tried this thing. It's great. It's an improvement. The last one was a decent app, no doubt. This one, definitely improved. They've got the easy send and receive options. Makes it really crystal clear what's going on. There's a new map, the new merchant map, which still needs some work, in my opinion, but, you know, it's going to take them some time. They're, as I understand it, attempting to actually verify businesses to see if they take Bitcoin. Because right now there's the CoinMap, CoinMap.org, I think.
Right, and you can just add anything to CoinMap.
Anybody who wants to can add something to CoinMap. Of course, you can also remove things from CoinMap, from what I understand, too.
Yeah, they're supposed to be a physical location, and people end up just putting their regular business, like, oh, I do handyman work, and I'll take Bitcoin.
So I have we did that here at Talk Live. We put our mailing address on there, because we have a physical location here. It's
kind of good to know how many places in your area accept Bitcoin, even if they're not retail establishments.
That was kind of my idea. Like, we're physically here in Keene. There's not a walk-in lounge or, you know, an entry area where you can sit and wait and talk to a secretary or something.
But it's also good to know how many of those places there are.
Yeah, absolutely. So CoinMap, as I understand it, is one of the sources they're going to for the blockchain map. But anyway, in the new blockchain.info map there, in the new app, there's a map, and you can see the locations of some Bitcoin-accepting businesses. There's now a page up on blockchain's website where you can submit your business to be considered, and you know they want information. They want the street address, they want a phone number. You know, they may even be calling to verify these. So hopefully, once this map really kind of gears up, it'll be like the map that has been really checked out. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, people want this.
And go to blockchain.com. I know I mentioned blockchain.info, sister sites. Blockchain.com is where you can easily go to get the app right away at blockchain.com. And also blockchain.info is where you can go to sign up for your free web wallet. So don't miss out on doing that, because you got to have a web wallet or you got to have a wallet of some sort in order to have Bitcoins. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. More on the fascinating story of Market Basket, the saga that has spanned decades and within the last 2 weeks has really boiled over. This is from BostonGlobe.com. It's a look at the state of Market Basket as the protest enters its second full week and the board considers offers to buy the $4.6 billion company. Number one, stores. All 71 Market Basket stores, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine, I didn't realize that, remain open, but the produce shelves are empty. Canned goods remain in stock. Frozen foods are largely available, but bread and bakery are being thrown out at some locations. I saw pictures on Facebook where they've got just, you know, the bread crate things that you get multiple stocks of bread in. Anyway, they'd have those apparently out in the front of the stores right now, and they're just giving away all of their bakery items. Because, you know, they're going to go bad at some point, I guess. They're just giving them away.
They were empty in the video that Johnson took. There was still a bakery, but it was completely empty.
Wow. So some locations and deliveries from the company's warehouses are sporadic. Stores can stay open indefinitely, though customers are sparse. Employees at the stores are reporting for work and being paid. At least they were last week. Associates who are not scheduled to work are staffing the picket lines outside the stores. That's not true from what I understand. There have been two people who've been told by the employees outside of the stores that they, in point of fact, are on the clock. One of the employees said something like, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but. So the news media, at least according to what I've heard, has it wrong in that case. I mean, it's certainly probably true that some employees are showing up off the clock to pick it as well, but many of those employees may actually be on the clock. The new executives that have been hired by the board fired 8 managers on Sunday, July 20th, but haven't taken any more action since. The board of directors issued a statement on Friday calling for, quote, normal business operations to resume immediately, unquote. Apparently, nobody really paid any attention to that because they're continuing the protests. Warehouse workers are reporting they're being shut out of their jobs.
I wonder what would happen if these managers that got fired, these 8 managers that got fired, just continue to come back to work.
I don't imagine they'd get paychecks.
No, apparently the people involved in this situation are so dedicated to it, it doesn't matter.
That's an interesting question. You know, would these managers, if it's only the board of directors who's taking the mean actions in this case, they wouldn't even know those guys were going to show up to work. So well,
it would depend on how managery these managers are. Yeah. Are they managers in the central office or what?
Yeah, good point. Warehouse workers are reporting they are being shut out of their jobs and replacement workers have been hired. A video shot Monday morning by a warehouse employee claims to depict a security guard saying that Market Basket employees are not allowed in the warehouse. So if that's true, that's an interesting development that's relatively fresh, that they may have hired some. Do you call them scabs if it's a non-union protest? I guess not. You wouldn't? No?
Well, I mean, the scabs, this nasty union term.
Is scab, like, by definition, someone who's not a union worker? Or is it just somebody who breaks a protest line or breaks a picket line?
I don't know.
That's the classical term I've always heard.
The latter?
Yes.
So social media... Let's see here. The organizers of the Market Basket protests aren't the most social media savvy bunch. The chain didn't even have a website until last week, and it's currently down. I remember that. I was actually looking online back when they were talking about Market Basket opening up, because the Market Basket here in Keene is relatively new, maybe 2 years old at this point. And I remember looking online and hearing about Market Basket. People were saying, oh, you guys have a Market Basket coming? That's great. And so I was like, well, what is this Market Basket all about? And I went online to try to find their prices because people were talking about how great the prices were. I figured, oh, I'm going to go to their look at their circular. Get on their website. Look, they didn't have a website. I mean, what? I guess that's one of their cost-cutting measures or something like that. But it seemed like, hello, what century do we live in? How can you run a major grocery chain and not even have a website? I mean, I could understand if you didn't have the technology and, like, the IT division to not know how to make a PDF out of your weekly circular. I would give them that. Even if they just had a website where I could go to get store locations and hours.
Just something static. I mean, right. You could just have a picture of the front of the building and the hours and phone number. That's all you would need for a website for a grocery store.
Very bizarre, and how strange that they would have happened to have finally launched a Market Basket website right when all of this started to go down, and now the site is offline. So there still is no website. Anyway, aww. The protesters, however, have set up a Save Market Basket Facebook page that has attracted over 73,000 likes as of noon on Monday. I believe that is noon today. Their website, wearemarketbasket.com, has the latest updates, which are also posted on Facebook. The Twitter account is less active at 800-some followers. Late last week, the organizers set up a fundraising page on GoFundMe, asking for Market Basket workers who are still getting paid to help support the warehouse workers and truck drivers. As of Monday, it had raised $40,661 from 708 donors, heading toward a goal of $100,000. It's now at $43,000. We are, quote, we are not asking our customers to help them out, though we would certainly be pleased if they did, said organizers on the site. We're looking for associates to help fellow associates who are standing alongside of each other. I mean, just a tremendous level of generosity there. I mean, obviously you don't know who the 708 people all are that contributed, how many of them are employees versus customers who decided to step up. But what an honorable thing to do. And again, all of this being done without a union. All of this organizing, you know, the unions will have you believe that you need them for this kind of thing. Clearly you don't, and you don't need to pay the union dues either, because all this time you would have had to have been paying dues. It's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Crash, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crash is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J's here courtesy of his radio show. He does Peace News Now that you can receive live on Sunday afternoons on LRN.FM, also Tuesday evenings. And you do a few other shows, Derek J. I know you're doing some kind of Bitcoin show now. What's that all about? Tell me about it.
I do a show every Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern that is a call-in show, a live call-in show featuring guests from around the world of Bitcoin. We've had calls come in as far as Nepal. So
wow.
You can share your thoughts about what's going on in the world of Bitcoin at BitcoinTalkShow.com.
Very exciting. Now, you were one of the originals on that show, right?
I started the show.
Very. I didn't realize. I thought it was like a partnership, or was it just you?
I started the show. So
awesome. Okay.
Wednesdays, 3 p.m.
Obviously, I haven't talked to you enough about it. So, and you can link to all of Derek J's various different efforts, because you've got a lot of irons in the fire at any given moment.
Yes.
We've only scratched the surface of a couple of them. DerekJ.me.
Yes, that's my personal blog. You can find all the projects I've ever done at DerekJ.me.
All right, let's continue here. And also want to remind you about ProXPN. That is a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. And that means that your internet service provider, which is likely right now logging everything that you do, probably every website you visit, all the search terms you're entering, they're keeping
that information, in some cases as long as 5 years, you can stop that from happening and also prevent others who might be wanting to snoop from getting your data, like somebody with a Wi-Fi packet sniffer, maybe a nasty administrator who wants to snoop on you at work or perhaps at the coffee shop. That encryption helps protect you. ProXPN.com/FTL. That's where you can go get their free software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, you can get ProXPN working as well. Setup's a little bit different for you. Go to ProXPN.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, because you can start for free and kind of test it out with limited bandwidth, when you upgrade to premium, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to connect to, and you can even privately torrent through ProXPN. Just go to ProXPN.com/FTL. Get signed up and then use code FTL20 to get that 20% off for the lifetime of the account. That's FTL20, and if you buy the yearly package, that brings the price down to $5 a month. So it's a great deal, and they don't keep records of your online surfing habits. 7-day money-back guarantee at proxpn.com/FTL. A little bit more here about the situation at Market Basket. It is a grocery chain in the Northeast, northern New England, actually, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maine. I guess Massachusetts isn't northern New England, is it?
No.
Okay. Well,
northern New England's basically Vermont, Massachusetts, and or is it Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine.
So, New England grocery chain that has been embroiled in family drama for decades. Court decisions, two sides of a family fighting over things. Finally, one side gets in control and gives the axe to a longtime beloved CEO, Arthur T. DeMullis. The employees are on strike, basically. They are walking out, sort of, even though some of them are getting paid. Basically, the entire chain is supporting the reinstatement of this CEO, and that has resulted in some very unusual things happening, like employees protesting for a CEO.
What reason did the board give for firing this guy? Because obviously they've upset a lot of people, so they better have a good reason for getting rid of this guy.
Question. I mean, I've read a lot about this case over the last week, and I didn't see any kind of statement about his firing.
Like, I would like to see the board step up and say, hey, guys, look, we're going to bat for you, the employees. We're looking out for your best interest. We fired this guy because there's something wrong.
They think the employees, or at least the perspective I've read, is that this board wants to squeeze as much money out of the overhead of the company as possible, and they want to, like, get rid of, you know, cut the paychecks of people, and they're afraid. Like, the employees are afraid about what's coming because they've been treated so well by this CEO, and they don't think that the board has the same interests at heart.
Yeah.
I suspect they're right.
That's the summary of what I understand. Obviously, every employee is different, and some of them may have different opinions about this. But it is interesting to see, you know, some of them are speaking out and saying, look, unions, stay away. We don't have any need for you here. They're pointing out they can organize on their own, and they are. One of the points here from this 6-point article in Boston Globe shows that they've now raised $40,000, ostensibly from other employees. So they want to help the warehouse workers who've been laid off, truck drivers who are also, I guess, having a tough time. Rumor has it that the warehouse workers are being replaced by the corporate staff, like the CEOs are coming in and axing the people at the warehouses. So they've almost raised, you know, half of their $100,000 goal here towards actually just giving some of this money to these employees. These are the employees who are organizing to help the other employees without the assistance of the unions. Protest number 4 here from this article, The State of Market Basket. Organizers have staged 3 major rallies, each bigger than the last, in 10 days. Friday's rally, which attracted 6,000 to 7,000 workers, customers, and family members, according to unofficial police estimates, was billed as our biggest and final rally, and no more actions are scheduled at the moment. So they've been going to the headquarters of Market Baskets, where these CEO types will purportedly be seeing them when they come and leave from work, and they've been having huge numbers of people turn out for that. Number 5, the board of directors is scheduled to meet today at 6 o'clock by telephone to address the... I bet that's because they don't want to meet in person and be, you know, verbally assaulted by throngs of people who are less than happy with them.
Sure.
There could be a food fight.
There's plenty of old food sitting around right now. By telephone meeting to address the turmoil enveloping the grocery chain and the offer to purchase it from their ousted CEO, Arthur T. DeMullis, along with other offers it has subsequently received. They're under considerable pressure. The chain is losing as much as $10 million a day in sales and spoiled products because of the walkout and the boycott.
That's going to put a lot of pressure on the board.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was something I was saying last week, is these guys are hemorrhaging cash. I mean, if you've got employees standing around protesting and collecting paychecks with empty stores that still have their doors open and the power turned on, I mean, this has been a costly 2 weeks for Market Basket. I mean,
yeah, I even wonder if Arthur S., the guy
Arthur,
who the... Arthur, yeah, the
Arthur S.
one
that, that guy.
Oh, okay. I wonder if Arthur T., the one the employees want back, would even support the employees and what they've been doing in these past few days. Like, what if he's like, well, I put that offer up before you guys were running these stock shelves empty. You know, I don't want to buy this store now. You've ruined it.
Well, he hasn't spoken negatively towards them at this point. I feel.
But
like,
how much cash can they hemorrhage before he's like, I don't really want this anymore?
You know, and how much cash can they hemorrhage before they bring in, I mean, if it's true that they're bringing in some, lack of a better term, scabs, again, there's no union involved here, but people who are willing to sort of break the picket line to come in and go and work in these jobs where other people have walked out or have refused to work, you are essentially removing all of the expertise from your facilities.
Yeah.
I mean, if you blow out the entire warehouse staff and replace them, sure, you can replace them with others who will work for probably a little less. But at the same time, you have 0 years of experience then at that point. They had pointed out that some of the employees who'd been given the axe had a combined 600 years of experience working at Market Basket. So, you know, how do you bring in a whole new crew when no one is there to train them on how to do something? I mean, that's difficult.
The institutional memory, as it were.
That's a good term for it.
You know, that's what you're losing there. These people know how, they know where the paper clips are. Yeah. They know how things go. They know how to fill out the paperwork. They know where to file the paperwork. They know what, you know, how to use the computers, what the passwords are.
All of it.
This stuff is really important.
And it takes time. You know, when you work at I worked in retail before. There's a learning curve. There's training involved. You've got to learn how to do stuff, run the cash register, or whatever your responsibilities are. But if no one's there who has any experience at doing anything, how can anyone get trained? Is the CEO from Radio Shack going to go in there and pick up the the employee handbook for the freight room where they're throwing packages around and try to figure it out from scratch? I mean, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, it seems like a helium balloon that gets untied. It's going to go all over the place until it runs out of steam.
I mean,
how long can this continue?
That's why this is so fascinating to watch, because it's amazing. So the board of directors, again, is supposed to meet today. They're under big pressure. The board's evaluating offers and will recommend a course of action, but ultimately the shareholders of the company will decide. DeMullis Market Basket is owned by the heirs of the founder, Arthur DeMullis, the original one. Of the 9 shareholders, 5 are aligned with grandson Arthur S. DeMullis' branch of the family, and 4 are aligned with the Arthur T. DeMullis branch of the family. Arthur T.
So what are the numbers? 5 and 4?
9 in total.
9? Okay.
5 on the Arthur S. side, 4 on the Arthur T.
Wow, I didn't realize they were that split, so they just you just have to get one turned.
Yeah. Arthur T. and his allies control 49.5%, and Arthur S. and his allies control 50.5%. The shareholders will ultimately decide whether to sell their shares and to whom. So we'll keep you in the loop here as this continues to develop. It's an amazing situation. It's pretty unique, too, in a lot of ways. Share your thoughts. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Is the Holocaust beginning? Derek J. has the answer coming up.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, nah, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.